Welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. I'm Tessie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we are sisters-in-law. On this podcast, even when we're sad on the darkest of days, we try to find something that is common in all of us. And what that is usually the mama bear instinct, right? On Mondays, we get to interview women who've somehow managed to pull out that mama bear and engage with the world in really meaningful ways. Sometimes that meaningful way is just in their family or in their community. And sometimes it's starting something like a nonprofit, something that directly affects the entire world. But what we found that's common throughout all of our guests and our listeners is that we all are trying to do our best to spread the beams of love and compassion. And so on Mondays, we salute women like that who are just like you and me, even if it doesn't always feel that way. But on Wednesdays, we get to tackle subjects that Leslie and I are partial to, that you guys are telling us to tackle, or on today, something that we just think, you know what? We need a little levity. We need to be reminded that there's beautiful things in the world. And so we're welcoming a guest today for our mini. And I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be just what we all need.
I agree, Tessie. Today, we're just going to talk about some fun stuff. We're going to talk about fall style, and we have invited a resident style expert onto the show. Her name is Yasi Beck, and she is the woman behind the popular blog Hello Gorgeous. We've interviewed her in a Monday episode once before, but we couldn't wait to invite her back to the stewed, which isn't really a stewed, but we wanted to talk to her today about fall fashion and about her very own jewelry and accessory boutique that she has recently opened and that we will, of course, link in our show notes. But it's fall and we're kind of two fashion-y ladies, right? I mean, we appreciate good style, but I am not afraid to admit that I do need a resident expert to help every once in a while. So we've invited Yasi to give us some ideas for this season, and we're so excited. So welcome, Yasi.
Hi, Leslie. Hi, Tessie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited about this.
Yay! So just let's do it. Let's tell us, how would you describe your overall style?
I think about this a lot all the time, actually. I think it's a little bit difficult to explain, but if I had to put some actual words to it, I would probably say classic, leaning toward preppy, and with a little edge or spunk. So I always try to do my own little thing, but yeah, pretty classic, sometimes preppy.
I like that description.
Leslie, what about you?
Well, you know, I try to follow the trends a little bit, but I do love throwback style. I love vintage. I love thrift stores. And I like to try to kind of upcycle clothing, sometimes successfully, sometimes not. But I tend to really dress for occasions. I enjoy it. I love getting dressed up for an event or something special, you know, that might be happening in the workday. But honestly, I wish I were a little more daring in my style, or just honestly, you know, took a little bit more time on dressing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What about you?
I have no idea how to explain my style, but I'm probably more like maybe a hipster. I don't know. I can't be sure. But I just go with what's comfortable, but not your mom dress. Like, I went yesterday to pick up our minivan from getting worked on, and I walked in and he's like, "What can I help you with?" And I'm like, "I'm just so happy that this guy didn't know I was coming to pick up a minivan." Do you know what I'm saying? I want my outfit to not scream like, "This woman is coming up to pick up her minivan." Like, that's all I want.
Minivans function over style sometimes. I mean, yeah, I'm good with that.
Exactly. But it's so interesting. We're going to get into it later, but I have a few pieces from Yasi's boutique that I love, that I feel like is really kind of upping my game. So I've been excited about that lately too. So
yay. Good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Yasi, since we have you here, I have a very pointed, specific question. A few moons ago, my girlfriends pooled together and they bought me for my birthday this really gorgeous cashmere scarf. It's like a burnt orange color. It is so beautiful. It's really long and really dramatic. And I want to wear it every day, but I never know how to wear it. So can you tell me and maybe any other listener out there who appreciates the scarf but doesn't know exactly how to wear one? Fill us in.
Sure. So first of all, that's amazing that your friends did that.
I mean,
you have amazing friends. That's incredible. Hint to my friends, I would love a cashmere burnt orange scarf. But second of all, no, I think that that's a really good question. And I think that that's something that I get asked quite a lot is how do you style a scarf? Because I feel like we see them styled, you know, well on other people. And then you try to emulate that. And then it just turns into like a messy knot around your neck. And you look like you're like hanging yourself, which is, that is not the look that we're going for. But I think my advice to you would be to play around with it. And really what I like to do with scarves, especially really long scarves, is loop them around quite a few times and then tuck the ends in like kind of in a messy way. And then when you get done tucking those ends in, pull at the scarf, like at the whole thing a number of times and then just kind of loosen it up. Because I think that scarves really, what you want to, my least favorite way to wear a scarf is when it looks like it's like perfectly done. You want it to look undone and kind of messy, like you didn't spend 5 minutes adjusting it.
Even if you have. Where do you tuck? Where does this tuck take place?
So I'm trying to think of how to explain this without actually showing it to you. But what I like to do is like, imagine you're hanging it behind your neck and you know, the two long parts are in front of you. Mm-hmm. You do one loop, then you take one of the ends and actually tuck it inside the loop. So like pull it through, like thread it through and then loop. I don't know how long this long scarf is. Like I'm imagining like a scarf.
It's long.
Really, really long.
Yeah, it is.
But I mean, loop it around your neck as many times as you really need to, and then take the bottom end that's sticking out and stick that up inside that scarf.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Got it.
And then just kind of pull at it. So I know this probably makes zero sense, but basically what I'm telling you is just to play with the scarf and
make it
kind of messy.
Okay, that's good. And now, you know, the more we're talking about this, the more I'm like, is it a scarf or is it like, is it meant to be like thrown on the back of my sofa?
So I was going to say, is it a throw rug?
Oh my God. I know. Are you sure it's a scarf?
That would be classic. I need to see this thing.
Wouldn't that be conquering?
It would. Yeah. So you said like your style is mostly preppy, but what are you seeing kind of on the streets? Like, what are you saying that you're just respecting the game out there, that you're just wanting to pass the person? And I know you're a Beyonce fan and you're just like slay in your own.
Slay all day.
Yeah.
So I think my two favorite things right now, and these aren't new, these were actually around last year. One is booties or ankle booties. Anyone that can really pull off a booty, I'm like, you know, respect that. Because I think that they're kind of challenging, and it actually took me a while to figure out how to wear a booty the right way, or an ankle boot, whatever you want to call it, depending on how high or low it is. Yeah. And then the second thing I would say is, you know, those big floppy hats that are now in style? Mm-hmm. I love that. And to be honest, I have one and I've worn it once. And I don't know if it's because, I don't know, like, I'm like, I live in Kalamazoo. Like, is this like a hat sort of situation?
Right.
But, you know, I see girls wearing them and I'm like, man, I should really pull out my hat because it just makes you want to, you know, go do what they're doing because they just look so awesome. So I think those would be like my two things where I'm just like, you go, girl. Like, you look amazing.
I love that. And I think like with hats especially, can you go from being a person that doesn't wear hats to a person that just wears a hat effortlessly?
Yeah.
You know, Leslie, that's a good question. I feel like I'm still trying to figure that out.
I hear you. I feel you on this for sure.
Like, I feel like at one point in my life, I crossed that line into like cool hat person, but they weren't floppy hats. They were like those, remember those knit hats that you could wear in the winter, like on sort of like on the crown of your, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like the real chunky ones.
Yes.
So there was a point in my life where I pulled that off and I wore them all the time. I think that I've passed that point for some reason and I need to get back to that place.
That is so funny. I am obsessed with both things you just mentioned. How does one pull off the ankle boot? Maybe I'm not. I mean, I'm wearing them. I don't know if I'm pulling
them off. I have a pair on right now, but should I? Tell us how you pull that off.
Well, no. And I will tell you, ankle boots are tricky because I feel like you can really mess them up. But
how do you mess them up?
So, and this took me like a while to figure out because I've been on the riding boot train for, it seems like probably the last 6 years. I'm just not giving those riding boots up. But I've seen people wearing ankle boots and for a long time, I'm like, oh my God, how do I do that? They look so good. But I think I finally discovered the trick. So the trick is that your pants can't sit over the top of the boot because it just looks like it looks dumpy, you know, and it makes your legs look short and it's just visually, it cuts, like, I know it feels like it's elongating your legs, but it's not. Like, you actually need a separation between your jeans or your pants and your boot. So the perfect way to wear them, if you're talking about pants, is you need to make sure to cuff your pants so that there's like just a tiny, tiny bit of space between the top of your boot and your pants. So, okay. I mean, so your ankle is showing a little bit, hence ankle boots. Yay. And then if you're wearing them with tights or without, I mean, then you don't really have a problem because you're not talking about anything hitting the top of your boots.
Okay. Right. That is my current dress today is tights with ankle boots. So
yeah,
you're fine.
Yeah. And I love them. And there's been a lot of really short ankle boots that have come out lately too with a really low heel. And I love those because you look put together, but you can walk around in them all day.
All right. So Yasi, what else? Could you just give us maybe your three best style tips for the season?
Sure. So this isn't just for fall. This goes through to, you know, through winter and really anytime. But I love layers. I mean, layers are, especially if you live in cold climate, layers are amazing because you add interest to your outfit. You can throw in some patterns in there. And, you know, the best part of layers is that you can take layers off if you get hot. So, I mean, it's really kind of like the best of all worlds. Chunky scarves, like Leslie said, chunky scarves are amazing. You can do a lot of different things with them. And, I have to say accessories, right? And I'm not just saying that because of my boutique. I really do think that accessories add a lot to an outfit. So, I mean, I'm talking about anything from a stack of bracelets that are fun to like a chunky necklace to some fun earrings. And so my favorite thing to do with scarves, especially right now, what I'm really into is if I do a chunky scarf, I really like to do some jazzy earrings because you already have all the attention pulled up around your face. And to add, you know, a pop of really fun fashion earrings, I think it just really tops the look off. So I love that. And I do have to say, since you asked for my best style tips, fit is the most important thing. I will always come back to this. And I know that everyone always says this, all stylists always say this, and I really, really believe in it. I think if your outfit does not actually fit your body, if it doesn't fit your body type, you're really doing yourself a disservice. So really find a tailor that you like, tailor your clothes. I don't care if you like go buy cheaper clothes and have them tailored for your body. I mean, truly, I think that is really important. And I know I said that was the last thing, but I do have one last thing. Is really my best style tip would be to experiment. None of us really know what we do or don't like until we try it. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's so important to try new things. If you see someone wearing something and you think, oh my gosh, I wonder if I could pull that off, don't wonder, try it. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and that's okay. You can change it. So,
you're talking to me about that floppy hat. I hear you. Loud and clear.
And I got to pull mine out too, because I feel like I inspired myself.
Good. I have to know, because my outfit, as you both are well aware, as are many of your listeners, is like my house clothes is essentially my outfit for the week, right? But as someone who enjoys putting, like, just being put together the way you do, do you plan your outfits for the week? Are you spontaneous? What happens?
Well, I kind of go back and forth, to be honest. Most of the time, I'm pretty spontaneous because I do like to dress to my mood. And, you know, I kind of think of things on the fly. But along with that, I do plan my outfits sometimes. And what I mean by that is that I try to really take note when things inspire me. So if I see something, you know, on a show or on Pinterest or like even anywhere, I try to take a picture of it or write some notes in my phone. And every once in a while, like I'll just be thinking about outfits or clothes and I'll think, oh, I know what'll work. And I jot some notes down in the notes in my iPhone. So really I do and I don't plan, but for the most part, I don't. I just try to, when the inspiration hits me, I try to write it down so that I remember.
That's interesting to me. I have for years, I don't know why, because I like to look cute and kind of stylish and with it, but I struggle with finding that space in the morning to just that brain space to figure out what that looks like. And I'm not great about like laying clothes out the night before, but I've gone through periods where like I'll limit myself to like, I'm wearing black this week. Or I literally had a card in my closet that was like, Monday, wear a dress. Tuesday, leggings day.
Oh my God.
And so
I have so much respect for that. I think that's amazing. But I do think that we need those reminders, because as someone who loves to get dressed up and think about fashion, I'm busy just like everyone else. You need those little reminders, because I think it's so easy to fall into a style rut and just throw on, you know, like the same thing that you wore yesterday, which I've done many times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, hey, it worked yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I'm doing it today. I'm admitting it. I'm wearing the same outfit that I wore yesterday.
Like, I literally did that twice last week. So, hey, Instagram followers, those 2 days that I, like, no, 4 days that I wasn't there, it's because I literally was, like, rewearing my clothes. I had a lot going on. Hey, no shame.
I love that. I feel like you just gave so much of us a little, just a dose of freedom there. I appreciate
yes.
that.
Yes. I mean, we all have lives, right? I mean, fashion is supposed to be fun. And that's really it, is you don't want to feel like you're a slave to it. Otherwise, it's an art form. It's not supposed to be, you know, like shackles. It's supposed to be freedom.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Well, along those lines then, I mean, for someone like me, I love the idea of like a uniform, like a fashion uniform that's kind of, it gives me parameters with which to then be creative from. So I'm a mom. Obviously, I work in like a creative workspace with a lot of creatives during the day. And then I'm running kids all over the place after school. So what's a style that I could wear with a little bit of variation every day that could kind of become my uniform?
Sure. So do you prefer dresses over pants?
I like dresses. I do. I love dresses. I always feel best when I'm wearing dresses, but I don't always... I feel dressier in them, and so I don't always grab them.
But, you know, I think that's totally okay. Just, I mean, you know, to get that out there. But I think really what you need to keep in mind is, what do you feel the most comfortable in? Because knowing that you're going to be wearing some sort of a uniform every day, try mm-hmm. to really figure out, you know, what are you most comfortable in? What makes you feel the best? Like mm-hmm. if you're going to be wearing the same type of stuff, you want to be wearing the same type of things that really make you feel the most confident. So if it is a dress, have some dresses that are, you know, either solids or prints that can work, that you can just throw on, and add a scarf that's, you know, so if you're wearing a printed dress, add a colorful scarf that, you know, will add some color to your whole look, add some interest. But I think really trying to figure out, you know, what is it that you're most comfortable in and what is it that you feel the most confident in, and then trying to repeat that, but in different ways. So for me, I know when I go to work, I like to wear, a lot of times when I'm in a hurry, I wear black pants, but then I change the color of my blouse. Or, you know, I say, okay, this week I have no time to think about it. So I switch back and forth between like the same two ankle boots, which, yay, I have multiple now, and black pants and like a blouse and a different scarf or an accessory. It's basically using the same sorts of things, mm-hmm. but you're changing it up a little bit so it doesn't look like you're wearing the same exact outfit every day, which we already said is okay.
That's true. Yeah. Cool. I like it.
Yeah. So, I mean, just switching things up a little bit. And I think it's so important to keep in mind that we really always, I feel like, as just humans, think that people are always recording in their brain mm-hmm. what we wore the day before or what we wore mm-hmm. 3 days before. And they're not.
So
and,
true.
And because everyone, I think, is so concerned about what they are wearing that no one's really, or, you know, what they're doing mm-hmm. with their day, that no one's really keeping track of what you wore 2 days ago. You know what I mean?
You're so right. You're so right.
So I think it's really important to give yourself the space to, you know, be okay with, you know, wearing different things or repeating an outfit or whatever. Like, people really aren't paying that much attention, which I think is why it's important, why it's so important that your clothes fit correctly. Because at the end of the day, no one's going to remember if you wore a red scarf or a yellow scarf, but they're going to really realize if your clothes just really don't fit you.
Right. Or that kind of initial impression of.
Right. So it's really about the overall impression, not exactly like, oh, you know, Leslie wore this dress on Monday and, oh, she's repeating it on Thursday, Leslie.
Or Tuesday. You never know. So I probably am more of a dress person, but Tessie, would you agree you're more of a jeans person?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, for sure.
So I just pulled up on Facebook a while ago. You had posted about looking for two new pairs of jeans, like one nicer pair and one everyday pair. And I thought your post was really funny and fun. And then the response was crazy. So I have to follow up. Okay. So you wrote that you were looking for a pair of jeans, musts, ample room for my hips, which have birthed two children, my booty that has never turned down an opportunity to squat, thighs that rub together because I'm human and love food more than I can even put into words. Prefer sustainable fabrics, not involved in the exploitation of humans. Hard pass, high waisted, just no. Any leads? I'm willing to pay a bit more because I wear my jeans until they are threads, as evidenced by my current situation sitting at a soccer game with so very little between the breeze and my nethers. And I actually, a couple of days after you posted that, we were together and your jeans literally ripped like the on your backside. Like, you're,
I feel like
your
that's not the first time that's happened, because I'm pretty sure you told me your American Eagle jeans that were your
jeans
ripped like 2 months ago.
Yeah, my other pair. I Snapchatted you the picture of them.
She's doing a lot of squats, you guys.
Yes, in jeans.
Why do I do that? I don't know.
But how did it turn out? Like, have you bought your new pair yet?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, sometimes it takes a question like that, where your female tribe just kind of rallies around and like gives you their secrets, right? To make you really feel like, oh, social media is a good, good thing. So it was awesome. My favorite pair that was recommended by someone was from a company called AYR. So you take your measurements, then choose a style. They let you try on the jeans for a week. They send them to you. I think you pay $2 total for the week, just for shipping. And if you don't like them, you just send them back. So you know me, like the German in me was like, oh, I'm going to give these pair a run for their money, right? I wore them every single day during my free week. I went to soccer tournaments. So, you know, I was kind of standing up and sitting down. I was bending over just to see like what level of butt crack is showing. You know, that's really important too. I was just putting them to work.
I really appreciate your dedication to good science. I mean, you were like you were the scientific.
It's so true. If I'm spending a dollar, this is why I'm not a gambler. If I give you $20, you better give me $20 worth of merchandise or I'm out. So if I'm spending this, I better know that this money was put to good use. And so
how much were they?
Yeah. So these are a bit more expensive because I said, you know, they're made in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want people to be exploited overseas. And one of the ingredients was made from a sustainable source. I don't think the other one was. They're only like three fabrics.
Fabrics,
but
yeah.
So I don't want to say for sure which one was which, but they are so incredibly soft. They are so stretchy. They did not lose shape that entire week. I never washed them and they continued to keep their shape. They seriously are so, so perfect. We'll have to.
And it's true because I saw her just the other day. And
you did.
Looked bomb. I mean, they looked amazing. I wanted to steal them and they were really soft.
Yeah, I made you feel them.
She had us all like feel her legs. Like, feel them.
All right. Well, we'll have to put a link.
So true. Yeah.
But yeah, so it sounds like you spent a little bit more, but you're really going to get for what you paid for.
And, yes. And I just have to make a quick little remark about that. I am all about, you know, spending within your budget. And I still am with jeans. But I think especially with jeans, if you're going to spend money on something, jeans are probably a good piece to invest in. Mm-hmm. Because you can tell with cheap jeans that they're cheap. Because they just lose shape so badly. And no one likes saggy butt. I mean, can we all agree on that?
Amen. Amen. Leslie, speaking of being with you, I was with you when you got your first box of Stitch Fix. We're not sponsored by Stitch Fix here, but of course you guys have seen this, right? Like everybody on Facebook is doing Stitch Fix. So what are you thinking? How are you liking it? I've only been with you with the one box, but that's been a few months ago.
No, I actually really like it. I've kept two fixes and then one was just a total miss. And I sent, I think, everything but one item back. I like it. I like it because I am definitely an occasion shopper. And so, for instance, I got my first fix because I had a presentation coming up and I wanted an outfit. And so I literally just typed that to the stylist that was going to pick out my fix. And then I was really happy with what she sent for this presentation. And I think, you know, I spent a little bit more, but again, I felt like higher quality clothing was sent to me. And to be totally honest, I know myself. And the day before this presentation, I would have been all over town trying to find like the perfect outfit. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I saved like 2 or 3 hours of time. I don't love shopping. And so to me, not having to go and still have cute clothes when I want them is fantastic. So I'll do it again for sure. I don't have, you know, an occasion coming up. Both times I've had things that I wanted to dress for. But I do. I like it. I would recommend it.
Good. That's awesome. I love finding stuff that works.
I've had a couple of friends use Stitch Fix as well. I haven't because I actually like shopping a lot. but for the most part, they've been really pleased too. And the pieces that they wear are really unique, which I think is pretty cool. Like there are things that I haven't seen, you know, at the mall or, you know, on other people. So I think that that's pretty neat because you get really unique pieces sent to you that, I mean, supposedly are supposed to be for you, you know, and it right. seems like that's what, that was your experience as well, Leslie.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I even remember going way back to college, asking my friend Maggie, who always had the just such cute style, like being like, can I just give you, you know, $75 and just have you go dress me? And so this is kind of a dream come true for me. Like I've been waiting for this. So
it's great. That's amazing.
I'm still laughing. Like I've been waiting. I've been waiting for this.
I have.
What? Leslie, I will take you shopping any day.
Well, I don't want to go. So I just want you to go.
Okay, come back. I will go shopping for you.
Exactly. That is amazing. Okay. So accessories, super, super fun, can be super important. What is your go-to accessory for this fall season, Yasi?
So if, I mean, if anyone follows me on any social media, anything, or knows me in person, like you guys do, I love big chunky necklaces. I mean, mm-hmm. I just think that they're so awesome. And I feel like they really top off a look and really make your outfit very interesting. And so I think that that is my biggest go-to accessory this season and really any season, because I think you can, you know, do that in the winter, in mm-hmm. the summer, spring, the fall, anytime. But the other thing that I really like is a nice stack of dainty bracelets. Mm. And I to mix them up and, you know, have different colors and different textures in there, I think it's really cool. They can be somewhat noisy sometimes though. So if you work in kind of a quiet office or in an area, you might want to take them off while you're typing.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes on the podcast, we record the jingle of Hagrid, Tessie's dog's yep. collar, but oh, often yeah. it's bracelets also. We have to.
It's so true. It's so true.
Speaking of accessories, Yasi, big news. Tell us about your latest venture and your new jewelry yeah. line.
Yeah. So thank you. I'm really excited about this. Really, this has been kind of one of those, you know, someday dreams of mine. Someday I'll open a boutique. And I've said it for quite a long time, but the stars kind of aligned with a lot of things. As you know, the last time I was on your podcast, I said that I was quitting my blog and then took a 3-month break and came back because I realized that I actually missed my blog a lot.
Well, and all of our listeners were like, don't let her do it. Don't let her do it.
And honestly, those messages were so amazing and they were so they really warmed my heart. But I think a lot of things happened in my life prior to that. You know, this Tessie, I suffered a miscarriage, which I know a lot of your audience has too. And just a lot of things were happening. I was exhausted from the blog and I think just life. And I just really needed to take a break. But 3 months later, I came back. I did a lot of thinking and it was time to come back. So I came back and it was great. And it's been fantastic ever since. And a lot of other things started changing in our lives. And not to make this a boohoo sad story, but someone very near and dear to my heart was diagnosed with breast cancer. And this all happened around the same time. And I turned to my husband one day and went, you know, what if I actually did the boutique? What if I, you know, went through with this and actually tried it? And he said to me, you know, he said, well, it's not going to hurt. Just try it. And so I did. And it seemed, I mean, it still seems a little crazy to me because I don't come from a business background. I come from public health and science. And so to do this is a huge leap for me. But I also feel like it makes a lot of sense because it's like a very natural next step. And I have thought about it in the back of my brain for a really long time. And I'm just so excited. And I just, I've been working my butt off. Tessie, you know this because Tessie and her daughter actually helped model some of the pieces for the boutique. And we had such an amazing time. And I'm just so thrilled to be bringing my vision of, you know, the accessories that I love, that I think others will love too, to you guys. And I just, I'm so incredibly excited. And there's been really good buzz about it and people are loving the pieces. So that just, I love that. And I just, I'm so happy and so thrilled.
Aww, I am thrilled for you. We both are. That is fantastic, Yassi. And I loved hearing the backstory to that.
That's I know. Really and cool. I just got to say too, that I want to salute you and everyone because who does this, but like you went all in, you actually quit your full-time job and you're dedicating your energy and your passion into this. And I think we've encouraged people to do that, like dare to do it. If this has been, if there's been something on your heart, then that's a sign, right? And you said like all these things were happening. And then finally it was like, you were getting these signs. Life is too short. Life is too precious.
Right.
It's time for me to pursue what I want to do. And I just got to salute you. That is really hard. I know you struggled with the decision, but I think it's really, it's an inspirational story for people who are considering doing the same.
Thank you. And I mean, I'm not gonna lie about it. It's terrifying to take a leap like this is very, very scary. But at the end of the day, like you said, I realized that life really is very short. We don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow. And for me to keep sticking to my safety net and having, you know, this big idea that might happen at some point that, you know, I wasn't really prepared to go for it. I just said, you know what, go for it, because you never know. All of these things that were happening, we never expected them to happen. And so we just said, you know, let's just do it. And that's what I'm doing. And it's a huge leap of faith. And I got to be honest, I'm not a leap of faith person. I'm very calculated in most of my things, which is why I did a hell of a ton of research reading leading up to this. This wasn't just some, you know, fantasy. I think it's important. And I mean, you guys are doing this too with the podcast. I just think it's really important, especially as women, especially now, to do what we love and to really, if there's something on your heart, try it. Even just take one little step and try it. Because in the end, even if something fails, at least you tried and at least you're not thinking, oh, well, this one time I had a dream of doing blank. Just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I want to support just this story. I love it. I want to purchase something from your shop, something fabulous, because I know it will not only improve my outfit, but also I honestly, like, it's just a reminder of everything that you have just said. I think that is such a cool thing. I'm so proud of you. Where can I do this? Where can I go to find you? Tell our listeners where you're at.
So the boutique is at www.hellogorgeboutique.com. And again, Gorge is G-O-R-G. And the name of the boutique is Hello Gorgeous, but I got to be honest, the Hello Gorgeous Boutique URL was already taken. So, so I shortened it down. You gotta play the hand that you're dealt. So, yes, you can find me at hellogorgeboutique.com. And I really am so incredibly excited about all of these pieces and every single piece. I do so much research into the pieces and seeing, you know, what I like and are they quality. And I just, I'm so excited for you guys to see it. And I really think you'll love it because, I mean, they're kind of pretty cool pieces. So
yay.
I can't contain my excitement.
That is awesome. I love it.
Thank you.
So, Mama Bears, today and all fall, we dare you to flirt with fashion. Maybe just add a little flair to your normal routine with an accessory or a new hairstyle. Maybe treat yourself to an item that you love and that will last forever. Or maybe just look down at yourself and say, damn, this is working. Sometime over the next couple of days, take the time to dress yourself, pausing for a moment to appreciate the way that your body provides a palette for your unique take on the world. Slip your jeans on slowly, button each button with care, splash a little perfume at the nape of your neck, and feel good about what you feel good about. And listeners, be original. Wear clothes because you love them, not because it's what everyone else tells you that you should wear. Have fun with fashion and embrace it as an expression of what's on the inside. Are you feeling regal? Throw on some heels with your jeans. Are you feeling moody? Grab a blouse at the back of your closet. Feeling sporty and comfy? Wear yoga pants all day long. We're okay with that.
Celebrate or twice in a row.
Yeah, that's right. Wear the same thing twice in a row. Celebrate the season, celebrate your style, and know that we think you are fabulous no matter what.
True. Slay. Slay. So you guys, Yassi, first tell them where they can find you. You talked about your website, but you also have really active social media pages.
Yeah, so my blog page is... on social media, it's Hello Gorge Blog. So you can just find me under that name. And then the boutique is Hello Gorge Boutique. And again, it's the same URL, www.hellogorgeblog.com or hellogorgeboutique.com. So I try to kind of keep it all the same. But I'm really excited to have anyone, you know, follow me on there. I love being very active with my social media and responding to any questions that anyone has. I love building a community and really hearing from you guys. So message me, email me, or, you know, just add me on your social media and just talk to me that way. I love having that kind of contact. So
I know you're so good. Whenever I need a little positivity, I go to your Instagram account because people are so complimentary, not just of you, but of each other and ideas. And I love it. I love it. It's so great. So congrats on setting up that community.
It wouldn't be that way without all the lovely people that are part of it. It's not just me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've tried to do the same with our Mama Bear Dares. So make sure you guys follow us too on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all the places. We love to interact with our community as well. So you guys have an awesome, awesome week. We will see you back here on Monday.